Lord, you are drawing your church into greater intimacy with you. Conceive in us what is pleasing in your sight. Deliver us from our barrenness and release to us the travail that brings forth life. Open the eyes of those who are blind and awaken their hearts to the knowledge of Christ. Make your church abundantly fruitful in the nations of the world for your great name's sake. Good morning to all. We bless you on this wonderful day that God has given us. The dawn is breaking forth as it did yesterday. That's a blessing. Today is Friday, August the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to Maximum Radio. We are on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm Aubrey Gregory. For the next many moments, I'm your host and prayer partner. We welcome you. God bless you on today. May he strengthen you, add life to your life. Thank you for joining us. You're a friend of God. Well, in our I Am series, I want to touch that immediately. God said, I am that I am. So there's no beginning and there's no end. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And our I Am for today is taken from Paul's writing to the church at Rome. In the 10th chapter of Romans, we read, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I would like to repeat that, if you will. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Powerful, powerful truth. That's taken from Romans chapter 10, and verse 12 through 13. So the takeaway for our meditation today on who God is, he's saying, I am the Savior of both the Gentile and the Jew. Both the Gentile and the Jew. So there's no distinction in his presence. Isn't that a wonderful truth to rest on? Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, whatever your situation is today, whatever your circumstances are, just call on the name of the Lord. And God can save you out of and through and in those circumstances. Salvation is just not about escaping hell. It's about the freedom and the liberty that God gives to us through Jesus Christ every day, all day long, in every situation. He's there for us. So he's Savior of all. He is rich to all. That's what the scripture is saying. Praise God. I trust that you're feeling great on today. I know I am, and I thank God for that. I bless his holy name, because he is our keeper. He is our fountain from which we drink, from which we draw life. Now, I trust that you have either a praise report or a prayer request. Remember, we are intercessors and we're birthing God's promises, reminding him of it. In our generation, God have you and I be born on the same timeline of history so that we could do what we're doing right now. Isn't that wonderful? That's awesome. That's something to meditate on. So God has a purpose for our being, and that is that we would birth his promises That's what we are assigned to do in our generation. We're not responsible to do that in the next generation because we won't be here. Imagine that. Nor were we here the one before. But we're here now. So let us allow God, by His Spirit, to impregnate us with His promises. And whenever we look at the news every day, CNN, for example, or Fox 5, I know I'm made aware and reminded of God's promises to His creation, to His people, to the world, to the nations. And it's very easy to allow impregnation to occur. I can sense God's Spirit stirring in my heart. I can sense the grief of heaven concerning what is happening in the earth. We just saw in the last couple of days some terrible, terrible images coming out of Syria. Terrible images of children lined up, all dead because of the warfare that's occurring around them. There's accusations of the use of weapons that are banned and should not be used. We don't know the facts on the ground there. We don't. But we know the result, that many are dead. Parents are losing their children. Children are losing their parents. There you go. That's something to meditate on. What does God want? He doesn't want that. So what does He want? He wants life. And we can easily see that in His Word. So I just gave that as an example of what can happen when we are paying attention outside of our local zone or comfort zone, and we're paying attention to what's going on in the earth. God wants you and I to do that. Well, I thank God for this program. That's a praise report, by the way, and what He is doing. We're looking at reports of what our voice is doing, our program is doing in terms of touching and reaching people. And we're approaching 14,000 that have either listened live or visited us on our website, downloaded our broadcast for their consumption or use, for their encouragement. So thank you for your prayers and your support of this program by your presence and of course your prayers. So we thank you. Is there a prayer request? We're live on Maximum Radio, the network that's touching lives. The program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory. And may God bless you. Let's go into prayer. Let's see what God is up to. Let's be infected with His desires and His heart and His vision. Let's try that. Let's look at what He said in His Word concerning you and I as intercessors. In the prophet Isaiah's writings, in the 54th chapter, verse 1 through 3. Let's listen to what is said there. It says, "Shout for joy, O barren one, you who have borne no children. Break forth into joyful shouting and cry aloud. You who have not travailed, for the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out the curtains of your dwellings, spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess nations and will resettle the desolate cities. Friend, do you hear the heart of God? That's his heart, that we would extend and enlarge our tents, stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs, for you will spread abroad. We're doing just that even now. We're wanting to spread abroad. So God is speaking to us, and he's drawing his church into greater intimacy with him. He's conceiving in us that which is pleasing in his sight, and he's delivering us from our barrenness. Barrenness is what the enemy has sought to maintain in and among the people of God. So we thank you, Lord, for your word that reminds us of your plan, your purpose, and what our assignment is. Thank you today for the privilege of coming before your presence with others to move the hands of heaven. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We bless your name. We bless your name. May our hearts be fertilized today with your promises that you're looking to bring forth in the earth. Fertilize our hearts. Fertilize our hearts. Cause the germ of heaven to manifest in our hearts, that we would bring forth, we would birth that which is pleasing in your sight. We thank you, Father. Thank you for each of our warriors, each of our prayer warriors. And Father, move upon us, breathe upon us. Just like you bred your spirit into Adam, and he became a living soul. Father, we invite your life to come into our hearts. Wake us up. Cause us to rise. You said through your prophet that we should arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Hallelujah. Is risen. I'm glad you didn't say, Lord, that it might be. It's going to be. But you've given us a present revelation that, in fact, your glory is risen upon us, so that we can stand on that promise confidently, knowing that you have already acted, and we are now in a place where it's our turn to act. You said arise, and you said shine. Help us, Lord. Give us the courage. Give us the strength to arise and to shine, so that we can see the nations possessed by your Son, for your Son, and to the utmost parts of the earth. Father, right now there's someone listening to us. They have little hope without the hope that you're now sending them right now. You're touching their inner being. Hope is rising. And even their mind is saying right now, how can I be hopeful in my situation? But your spirit is causing hope to rise. Because the fountain, the stream that originates at your throne, that waters the city of God, is now touching them. It's now touching them. They're now in that stream. Father, we thank you right now for the refreshing that comes from your throne to touch those that are desperate and without hope. Touch, reach, restore, save in the name of Jesus. Save right now. We send your word of peace right now. Peace that only comes from you. A peace that passes all understanding. It defies our mental reasoning. We can only step out in faith. Cause that individual right now to take steps. Steps. Right out of their situation. Stepping right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory that you've given to them right now. We thank you for the hope. We thank you for the peace. And Father, we know a great testimony is being made for your honor and for your glory right now. And Father, cause such a one to not only be delivered, but cause them to be in the business that you're in. The business of reconciling that which is out of order into your divine will according to your promises through your Son, Jesus Christ. Cause them to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Raise them up with a voice in the name of Jesus, and a walk that's after your own walk, after your own heart, your own design. I see them standing up and taking steps in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If that's someone out there that we're seeing, we trust that you will lay hold of the Lord in faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise report of what God has done and is doing through and in your life, just let us know. We're here with the awesome power of agreement. The promise is that if two would agree as touching anything in the earth, it shall be done. Can we lay hold of that? Can we lay hold of that? And we are more than two. Our switchboard, our dashboard is lit up. There are lots of us on this program right now. Let us bring forth.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a great morning, and good morning to you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. I have
good morning.
A praise report.
Amen. Amen.
Today is August the 23rd. And 8 years ago, at 3 p.m. on August the 23rd, my grandson, Donnell Mangan Jr., was born. Today is DJ's 8th birthday.
Amen.
And I just want to thank God for him. Thank God for his life. Thank God for his health, for his strength. And I want to especially thank God that earlier this year I had asked for prayer. I had prayed. He suffered with allergies very, very bad to the extent that it triggers all asthma. And at the beginning of the year, I had prayed and I had brought him up in the prayer line to ask God to take away the allergies, take away the asthma. And he have not had one asthma attack and no allergies for the entire summer. I want to praise God for that. He also had a fungal growth on his lip. And he had surgery for it, and the growth started coming back. And I prayed on that lip, and I asked God to remove that growth. And I had forgotten about it. A couple of days ago, he came and he showed me the lip. He said, "Grandma, look, the growth is gone." So I just want to thank God for his life, for what he's doing in DJ life, and God to just continue strengthening him. And I know he's going to be a powerful young man of God. And I just want to praise and thank God this morning for him.
That's what I'm talking about. There are so many blessings and so many wonderful things that is in our lives present. There is no way we cannot avoid, or rather, there's no way that we can avoid being pregnant. Because God is at work consistently all the time, every day.
All the time,
every day. Every day.
Everything.
Every day. I could not help but be gripped by the lady that interdicted or ran into and was with the gunman at the school. Here we saw the news, if we're paying attention. That, you know what she said? She was asked on CNN, how was she able to do that? You know what she said? She said, "I don't know except that it's God." I don't know. I don't know. She has experts amazed at her, what she was able to do in that school on that day and saved so many lives. See, those things interest me because I understand that Satan has conspired and continues to work against God's plan. God's plan for life, liberty, salvation, security, all of those things. And so when I see those circumstances, as they're told to us in the media, I understand that God is at work. Hallelujah. He's at work. He's at work in the schools. He's at work on the highway. He's at work everywhere, in the air, on the planes, on the trains. He's everywhere.
Amen. Amen. He's everywhere and everything.
Yes. Yes. We just
everything.
Have to open our eyes and our hearts, and we can see the conflict and we can see the victories. Hallelujah. We can see the victories. We can see the victories. And I was so praising God for that woman. He's still trying to figure out, how did she know what to say as she said it? She says, "I didn't know." She says, "I was praying. I would say, Lord, what am I going to say now?" Ha! Humility and dependence on God.
Amen.
What an example. I don't know what her level of faith in God is. I have no clue. But I can tell you she has enough that it saved
to trust him.
The tragedy that was designed by the forces of darkness. It prevented, it hindered, it bound up that situation, so that no one lost their lives. Not even the gunman lost his life. Oh, hallelujah. I feel a praise. I feel a praise rising.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that praise report. Father, we thank you for DJ, and this is his birthday. Father, you designed his being. You timed his birth for your purposes. Now, Father, we thank you for these 8 years of his life. And thank you for keeping him and preserving him. In the name of Jesus. And Father, for his birthday, we send added life to his life. Hallelujah. Call forth the plan and the purpose for his life. We call it forth today in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Know that you have good thoughts concerning him for a good end. We call those things right now in the name of Jesus. That you would raise him up to be a shining star for you, a focused warrior in the name of Jesus. Bless him today. Bless him. Fill his heart with joy and peace on today in the name of Jesus. You're God over all circumstances, and we thank you that we can have this level of confidence in you on today. And all those that are listening that may have a birthday, grab that prayer for yourself. Embrace it. That God bless you, that you would find your place and purpose in his everlasting and eternal plan. Jesus' name. Claim it in Jesus' name. That's why Jesus laid down his life and caused us to witness the power of the resurrection, so that we can have confidence. God bless you on today richly. God bless you. May you have many, many more birthdays in Jesus' name. You'd see many, many more, and you would go from faith to faith,
strength
to strength, shining brighter and brighter onto that day. I thank you for all of our live partners. We thank you for those that are will be streaming this program. May God bless you richly.
Blessed and victorious be everyone. God bless.
Bless each and every one.
Thank you.